Title: California enacts new legislation to combat growing housing crisis, but not without controversy. Content: On September 16th, hot off the heels of surviving California's latest recall effort, Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation aimed at addressing the statewide housing crisis, a critical topic leading up to last week's election. The suite of bills, Senate bills, SB 8, 9, and 10, and Assembly Bill, AB 1174, coupled with the recently announced California Comeback Plan, carry the potential to expand housing production, streamline permitting, and promote density closer to major employment hubs. While the housing deficit in California is undeniable, there is very little consensus on how to combat the crisis. Case in point, nearly 250 municipalities throughout the state opposed Newsom's most recent signing spree. Led by the League of California Cities, local governments objected that the laws will undermine a local government's police power, the source of authority for local planning and land use control. There is also concern that these bills are a significant push towards the elimination of single-family zoning statewide. 1. Below is a summary of the legislation recently passed to fight California's ongoing housing crisis. Senate Bill 8 SB 8 extends the provisions of Housing Crisis Act of 2019, 2, through 2030. The Housing Crisis Act of 2019, which was scheduled to sunset in 2025, was enacted to jumpstart more housing production by accelerating the approval process for housing projects, curtailing local governments' ability to downzone, limiting fee increases on housing applications, and implementing accountability provisions. Senate Bill 9 SB 9, the California Housing Opportunity and More Efficiency (HOME) Act, is the most contentious bill in the bunch. The source of the bulk of the controversy is SB's authorization for a property owner to split a single-family lot into two lots and place up to two units on each newly created lot, resulting in the potential for up to four units on properties currently limited to single-family houses. SB 9 also requires cities and counties across California to approve development proposals that meet specified size and design standards. The Office of the Governor claims these provisions will expand housing options for people of all incomes, create more opportunities for homeowners to add units on their existing properties, all while preventing the displacement of existing renters and protect historic districts, fire-prone areas, and environmental quality. However, opponents believe SB 9 undermines the ability of local governments to responsibly plan for the types of housing that communities need, circumvents the local government review process, and silences community voices. There is also speculation that a space that once hosted a single home could ultimately size for comfortably. SB 9 is extensive, but the key takeaways are identified below. 3. Access to affordable housing is a matter of statewide concern and not a municipal affair. Therefore, SB 9 applies to all counties and cities, including charter cities. SB 9 mandates ministerial approval of an application for a housing development, including a parcel map, that splits a parcel into two separate parcels and contains no more than two residential units on each lot without a hearing if the following requirements are met. 4. The parcel is within a single-family residential zone. If the housing development is located within a city, at least some portion of the boundaries of the parcel must be in an urbanized area or urban cluster, as designated by the United States Census Bureau. Or, if the development is in an unincorporated part of a county, the parcel must be wholly within the boundaries of an urbanized area or urban cluster, as designated by the United States Census Bureau. The split results in two parcels of approximately equal lot area. A parcel may not be smaller than 40% of the original parcel's lot area. Each new lot must be at least 1,200 square feet in size. 5. The project will not demolish more than 25% of the existing exterior structural wall unless permitted by local ordinance. A proposed project or property split does not result in the demolition or alteration of affordable or rent-controlled housing, market-rate housing that has been occupied by a tenant in the past 3 years. The property owner exercised the right to withdraw accommodations from rent or lease within the last 15 years, or the property is listed A.